Yeah, so obviously the closure of the Alley Theatre was regrettable last September, and since then, you know, we've been working as hard as possible with council officers in order to try and get a speedy resolution. But the most recent update that was received in June was that the closure was going to have to be extended to at least 2027. But yesterday at the monthly business and culture committee meeting, councillors agreed to allocate £52,000 to repair the damage or the issue that has been uncovered now, which is water ingress under the facility. But that allows us to move forward while also engaging with the insurers in relation to the original leak. So we have told council officers that we want to get a speedy resolution, and that's what we're hoping for. But unfortunately, it looks like it will be 2027 before the alley reopens.
Yourself and Councillor Barney Hart visited the Alley Theatre to see the extent of the work that's going on. What did you find there in terms of the damage that's been found this most recent time?
So it's clear that the alley at the minute is not the usual facility that people will know from visiting it over the years. It is very much a construction site at the minute, and there is work ongoing. And the contractor is working to try and dry out the leak that was uncovered, but also now also to fix the other issue in terms of water ingress, as I say. So it is a construction site, and it is good to see that there is work ongoing, but we need to see that, you know, progress and brought to a conclusion as soon as possible so that we can see the alley reopened again. But at that site meeting, myself and Councillor Hart did again implore council officers that we want to see the alley opened as soon as possible. We want to see people back in the Alley Theatre, and we want to see it put back into use to ensure that it's beneficial to the people of Strabane.
Not only beneficial for the people of Strabane, but how important is it that the project progresses, given Strabane's ambition to become the UK Town of Culture in 2028, given this is such a cornerstone of the town's cultural amenities?
Absolutely, and I suppose when I say the people benefit of Strabane, people from all over travel to come to the alley. But as you say, just last week we had the positive news that we have been shortlisted to be in the running as a Town of Culture, and I think that should give comfort to people that, you know, the alley isn't going anywhere. It is regrettable to say that it's closed, but the alley will reopen, and it will reopen bigger and better than ever. We are already looking at a dedicated funding package to ensure that we have an enhanced package and programme once the alley reopens. So it's hugely significant in terms of the Town of Culture, but it's also really important that we get it back and operating in Strabane Town, because it does add so much to the cultural value that we have here in Strabane that we're lucky to have. And I think that underpins why we all need to work as hard as we can to get the Alley Theatre back opened and back into use.
Do we have a sense of how this happened? Do you think it was due to a lack of maintenance over the years that led to this? And if so, do you think the council needs to have an in-depth check of all the amenities to ensure this doesn't happen elsewhere?
Look, I think, as I said before, you know, anybody who has ever had a leak in their house, you don't find out about the leak until it's too late and until it starts to show on the surface. So I'm not going to start finger-pointing or blaming people for the situation that we're in. We know where we're at the minute. We know what needs to be done in order to remedy the situation. And you know, I can only speak on behalf of our own party, but council officers have our full support in ensuring that the alley opens and is fixed and back in working order as soon as possible.